Well, hey everybody, welcome to our online service. My name is Josh and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian, and it's an honor to be with you whenever you might be enjoying this online service. It's been Missions Month for Park Ridge Presbyterian as we're shooting this for the first time, and I hope that our time together has been a blessing to you, because what we're exploring is why God calls us to be a blessing to others in our daily lives. And we're gonna wrap up that conversation today with one more look at how faith comes alive. If you haven't done it before, we hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, and even consider tapping that like button or the bell so you get reminders of when we go and have new content on our channel. Well, I hope our time together is a blessing to you, and thank you again for allowing me to spend this time with you. Well, as we've been talking about over the last few weeks together, we've been celebrating missions and the call that God has on each follower of Jesus to do something to help God's dream come true in the world. And we've been talking about it like this, with faith comes alive. Now, in particular, what we've been looking at over the celebration is that we've announced our 2025 priority mission partner, which is The Harbor. And The Harbor is a local organization that does amazing work to help young people and students who are in deep need of help in their lives. And what they do is this very important, merciful work where they empower young people to be self-sufficient through safe housing and support services to prevent homelessness. And it's really important to know that they are helping students and young people who are very vulnerable in their lives. Because for some reason, the students that they help, the young people that they help, have become homeless because their home is no longer safe for them, they're not welcome there anymore, there's been a shift in family dynamics, and they have to leave, which means that they are fighting for their survival. And if you're a student, if you're a young person, you may not be able to provide for yourself the essentials that you need to survive. And that's what The Harbor is doing for many young people, is they're providing them with the survival essentials that they need. It is very basic. They're providing, to start, food, water, shelter, and a safe place to sleep. That's the beginning of what they do, because this is the very basic need that people have. Now, after they meet the basic needs, then they go on to help them to try to be more self-sustaining. But what is vital for us to understand is how important this work is that The Harbor is doing, because what they're doing is responding to the needs of these young people. And what they're doing is they're showing young people mercy when they need it the most. Because if you were a young person, if you're a high school student or a young teenager and you can't go home, you need somebody to be merciful to you. Now, what's amazing about the work of The Harbor is that they are doing in a mainstream way the work that God is calling us to do as people of faith and as a church. And so because we can't do all things for all people, we do these amazing and these important partnerships with places like The Harbor and people doing that work. Now, their motivations may be just sort of genuinely trying to help people do good, but our motivation is deeper than that. Our motivation is to be good people, but it's not just because we should be good for the sake of being good. It's because we are trying to be like God treats us so we can treat others the same way. And God showed us what this looks like by sending Jesus to be with us. And God showed us furthermore through Jesus what this looks like in our daily lives. And the particular hope and the particular calling that God has for us is to show mercy to one another as God has shown mercy to us. In a time where Jesus was trying to make sure people very much understood what was expected of them or hoped of them, he teaches the people in the Gospel of Luke this very particular thing, which is to be merciful just as your God is merciful. And this was a vital thing for them to understand then, and it's vital for us now, because they had a sense of an overall sense of God was not merciful. And one of the things that Jesus made so clear is that God is a God of mercy, and made that clear without a shadow of a doubt. And so the calling is to be merciful because God has been merciful to us. Now, what's interesting about this is what it's rooted in this understanding of people that are thinking that God is going to punish them for their bad behavior. People still think about this in some ways like that. It's actually one of the reasons why people are not interested in faith, is because they think God can be vengeful or God is vindictive. And this was true for the people of Israel 2,000 years ago, and that's the framework that Jesus was trying to unfold and unpack and change for them. In particular, this was rooted in a basic understanding that is pervasive in the ancient times for almost every religion. that you had to earn the right to be loved or treated fairly by the gods by appeasing them. The ancient gods, as they thought about it, wanted sacrifices. We hear throughout this throughout all of human history. But what Jesus is saying is that that's not what God wants. God wants us to be merciful because God loved us first, and that's what God hopes that we'll do for people. And it's interesting because sometimes we think about this in a way where we think, why should we do this? I mean, maybe you think you have the right to be not merciful to other people. But the fact of the matter is God did it for us, and so we want to do it for others. Because God is the only one who has the right to be unmerciful, but God chose to be merciful. God chose to be a merciful God for us and with us. And God hopes that we will choose to be merciful as well. That's what God hopes for us, and that's what God wants for us as we go through every single day, is to be merciful. Now, this is a common theme that we talk about, but sometimes we don't know why it's rooted so much in the Christian faith. And so I want to make sure that we understand this clearly so we don't forget it. Because we are loved by a God who's merciful, which means we are to love others by being merciful in a very same way. Now, we can't be merciful to people like God is because we're not God, but we can do our human version of it. And we can make sure, like when we partner with the Harbor, that people are shown the basic decencies that they deserve to have in their lives. That's the way that we can show mercy in our lives, is to make sure that we are treating people with the dignity that they deserve. Now, I hope that as you hear this, you're not thinking to yourself like, wow, that's the first time I've ever heard this in a church or a faith-based setting. I know it's not for many people, but we need to be reminded of this because sometimes even people of faith, and especially people of faith, can lose sight of this. And when we don't then treat people with mercy, we're not treating them as God has treated us. And that's the core of what we need to be reminded of. Now, as we've been exploring this, we've been looking at the other verse, Micah 6:8, where God wants us to do justice, to love with kindness, and walk humbly with God. That verse is very important as we think about what it looks like to live out our faith in our everyday lives. The reason is because it came to the people of Israel at a time where they were wondering how they should treat one another based on how God treated them. And what is said there and what we can hear is that we can't earn God's grace. God has to give it to us freely. We also need to understand that God's not going to punish us if we don't pursue this. Rather, God hopes deeply that we will. Because when we show mercy, the world becomes how God wants it to be. God doesn't want this to be a wrathful, vengeful place. God doesn't want us to have people who are suffering. Rather, God wants us to show mercy because God has shown us mercy. Now, if you are struggling because you are feeling the weight of life, if you are struggling because you have people who are not providing for you, then I want to tell you, we want to care for you. If you need something that you don't have, please let us know and we'll do what we can to help you. That's mercy. And if we can't help you, we'll find somebody who can, one of our partners like the Harbor or somebody else. Because this is what happens when we live into our faith, when faith comes alive. More mercy erupts in the world. More mercy emerges and more people experience the gift of the life God wants for them and to know they're loved and not forgotten. God hopes that we will help faith come alive in real ways. And one of the most important ways we can do that is to show mercy to others like God has shown it to us first. God is really counting on us to do this because God knows that this is the calling that has been placed on every one of us. God has decided for some reason to make it so that God won't just wave God's magic fingers if it were how that worked, or God would just manifest mercy or the things people need. Instead, rather, God is counting on people to do this work, which means God is counting on you and counting on me to show mercy to others just like God has showed it to us first. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you that you are a God of mercy. And we know that if for some reason you wanted to withhold mercy, you could. But we are grateful and eternally grateful so that you didn't. And God, just as you showed us mercy, help us to remember that that is what you hope. And really, that's what you expect of us. We know you're not going to withhold your love or grace from us. But help us to make sure that we don't withhold our love and grace for others. because when we show them love and grace, we show them mercy. When we provide for people's daily needs, we do what we can to help this come true for all people. God, we know that this world is a mixed up and broken place, and we ask that you help us to remember that you are a hopeful God who hopes that we will be people of mercy, just like you are a God of mercy. We pray this in your name. Amen.